Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. Today, we're also joined by Jeremy Mahler, the owner of Commonwealth Provisions and the Proletariat here in downtown Perry. So, Jeremy and Lindsay, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Joe.
So, Jeremy, we'll start with you. We are actually standing right now in the Proletariat, which is opening essentially tomorrow, or tell us a little bit more about the opening plans for this place.
So we did a soft opening last night, just invited a few friends and family over, trying to get some of these bugs worked out before the big burr weekend. We'll be open tonight at an undetermined time, somewhere around 4 or 5, and then open Saturday for burr. We have a Super Bowl party on Sunday, pre-caucus party on Monday. And I think we're going to take a little break and have a couple days off to relax.
I think that's what they call hitting the ground running.
Yes, sir.
All right. So talk a little bit about what you offer here at the Proletariat.
So the Proletariat is kind of an ode to Michael's Pub, who was a staple here in Perry for a long time. It was the place that my friends and I would go when we were younger, for weddings and funerals, and any time that someone had a baby, it was where we would gather and hang out. And it was always a cool, fun, clean place with nice people and great conversation. And I'm just kind of trying to recreate how I saw that in my mind.
All right. So as far as offerings, there's a lot of books, but I don't think that's what people are going to come here for most of the time.
No, you can't drink the books. But yes, so we have beer and liquor. We're redoing the kitchen in the back, and we'll offer wood-fired pizza and wings coming up. I don't have a date on that yet, but we just try to make it a cozy, clean, comfortable environment. I think visually, this is what my brain looks like if you open it up. This is my soul in here.
All right, and then pool tables, TVs, everything that you would want to just come hang out.
Yeah, we try to put, you know, comfortable booths. We have a little stage for acoustic acts on the weekend, pinball, pool table, a nice long bar to accommodate lots and lots of great conversation.
All right. Now, the Proletariat is right next door to Commonwealth Provisions, which is your first store that you opened up here in Perry. So talk a little bit about Commonwealth and how it's been going and what you offer there.
So Commonwealth is kind of a throwback, kind of an ode to Stoner's Meat Market. We offer deli meats and deli sandwiches, just kind of a lunchtime environment. We did a little bit of evening offerings, which we'll do that here. You'll be able to order Commonwealth sandwiches from the Proletariat coming up. Kind of a thing that was a staple, Stoner's in Perry for a very long time. And we tried to kind of fill that void that was left when they went away.
All right, so what are your hours going to be now moving forward for both locations?
Oh, that's a tough question. So Commonwealth will remain open for lunch every day except for Sunday. The Proletariat will probably work on a 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. schedule during the week. And then weekends, the end time turns into a question mark until everybody's ready to go home, I guess. My bedtime's at 8, so I hope it's before that.
All right, now you mentioned burr, and that is obviously Saturday. What are you hoping to accomplish with being open for burr and welcoming people into this new establishment?
I guess just our goal to get open for burr was to get as many people's eyes on our business as possible. And that's a great avenue to do that. Burr's been a great event for nearly 50 years now. Is that right? I used to be a writer and now I'm a watcher as I'm old. It's a great opportunity for all the businesses in Perry to kind of showcase themselves to people that they might not normally get to come into their businesses. So that was our goal here, was to get open and try and showcase ourselves.
Absolutely. Now, you're also a new chamber member here, and the chamber will be holding a ribbon cutting here coming up pretty soon. I'm not sure if we have a date yet for that, but talk a little bit about your relationship so far with the chamber.
You know, I'm fairly new. I'm just the new guy. So I'm just going to sit in the corner and be quiet and make observations and see what I can do to help and be a part of the team.
Any word on when that ribbon cutting is going to be?
I don't think we've even discussed it. I've been so consumed with just trying to get the construction done here that I don't answer emails or phone calls. So I'm going to be better about that in the upcoming weeks.
All right. Well, Jeremy Mahler with Commonwealth Provisions in the Proletariat. Anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Just we'd like to see everybody come down, give us a chance, come take a look at the space. It was Bacon's Jewelers for a very long time, and I think it doesn't look like that anymore. I'm curious to see what people think.
All right. Now we'll bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. First of all, Lindsay, anything to add with what Jeremy has been talking about here?
I think there's some obvious excitement for any new business, but really in the dining and entertainment sector, it's something that people are always looking for. So it's great to have another option here in town. When it comes to Burr, that's our chance to showcase our community to hundreds, if not thousands of people that are coming through. So for those that come every single year, they can notice the changes, the new businesses, and that's really exciting that there are more and more businesses full in our downtown. So as they ride through, they're going to be able to see many new signs, many new businesses just since last year, since the last 5 years and the last 42 years that Burr has been going on. So I think it's just that excitement. It's that time to really showcase our community, and we've got a lot of people coming in to see it.
Absolutely. And then anything else to add about this year's Burr celebration?
So far, so good with all of our registration. We have just under 500 pre-registered. We expect another couple hundred day of. So we really appreciate all those that have registered with their shirts. We'll have packets ready for them to pick up at the hotel. We really appreciate even those that just do the support the ride option at $15 with no merchandise. And even those that just want to pick up a t-shirt, we know that there are a lot more riders out there than just the registered riders. We're happy to host this event and bring folks to Perry, but with it being a fundraiser for the chamber, we really encourage all those to register just because it helps us continue the work that we do throughout the year and keep things going here in Perry.
All right. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today is a week from today and then a week from tomorrow, the next couple events. So lots going on here in February. We knew that going into it. So talk a little bit about the Sippin' Shop and the Chocolate Walk.
Right. So this is a very busy month for us here in Perry and the Chamber. We've got the Sweetheart Sippin' Shop on next Friday. So 4 to 7, it's just a chance to have that after hours shopping experience. And then Saturday is the 17th annual Chocolate Walk. So tickets are available at all of the participating businesses for $10. That gets you around to get sweet treats at each location. And then a fun thing with the theater, being able to go in and watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory for free at those two special showings, or just a simple $2 each if you don't have a ticket. So that, again, brings folks from all over the place to shop and check out our downtown, new businesses since last year, and it's just exciting to continue to showcase that.
Absolutely. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Bisutti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that covers it. As always, there's lots going on all the time, so get out and take part.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, Lindsay, and for Jeremy as well. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Bisutti and Jeremy Mahler. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.